I truly believe that manifestation is an inside job. Yeah, right now, you might be looking outside of yourself for answers on how to move forward with your life, how to progress with your goals. I have a question for you. Do you admire those women who seem to just go out there, claim and get what they want in life? Like they have a goal. They get themselves out there and they make it happen. You possess those qualities too. You have that ability too. You deserve to be manifesting your dreams and thriving in 2024 and beyond. My girl, it is time to rise up and claim the blessings that the universe has in store for you. My 4-day workshop series, Freedom to Rise, is back. And is happening on the 20th of November for 4 days. It is free to sign up. The link is in the show notes. Get ready in this experience to learn how to become your own wisest healer with the toolkit you need to get to the next level. Get ready to understand manifestation on a deeper level beyond the contradictory, confusing surface level information that you might have found out there already. Get ready to unlock your manifesting superpower that you already have within you that can help you manifest anything you want in any area of your life. I'm not kidding. And ultimately, if you're ready to commit to this process, get ready to receive healing and freedom that you might never have thought was possible for you. Manifesting your dream life lies on the other side of your healing journey. So I'd love to invite you to this free experience. You can sign up now. It's happening from Monday, the 20th of November, through to Thursday, the 23rd of November. All replays will be available, so do not worry if you can't make it live. Sign up, you'll get the replay. Wherever you are in the world, we have women from all over tuning in. And I will also say my paying clients come to this free workshop series because that's how fucking good it is. This is free coaching, healing, mentorship surrounding your mindset and manifestation journey. So wherever you're at with that, whether you're a complete beginner or a seasoned pro, you are going to get some reflection, clarity, and guidance from this week that we'll spend together. I look forward to seeing you there. And if you sign up, make sure you DM me on Instagram so I can celebrate you and make sure you have the best experience this week. I'll see you soon. Welcome back to the Put Yourself First podcast, ladies. I am live on the podcast on Instagram today, sharing this episode on when you feel like giving up on your goals, when you feel like throwing the towel in. When you feel like, what is the point? When you are having one of those days where you don't want to fucking do it and you want to give up, or it feels too hard, it feels too challenging. I want to talk to you about a personal example of this that I had last year. And I want to share some of the biggest lessons I've learned in resilience. Because if there's one thing you need on the journey to manifesting your dream life, to creating your vision board, I'm looking at mine now, in reality, in your life, it is resilience. It is knowing what you need to know in order to move through those hard moments. Because one of the main differentiators between the people who achieve their dream life and the people who don't are the people who achieve it, the people who manifest that, the people who create that don't fucking give up. Like they are resilient, they are relentless, and they know that there is absolutely no other option but for them to continue on, right? But for them to carry on. And we all have days, right? We all have days where we're like, oh, I don't want to do this. This feels hard. Is this right? Is this actually happening? Is this even ever going to be a thing? Should I give up, right? Should I, am I on the right track? should I be doing something different? We've all had those moments. And I often find with clients, like, they can reach these, I would describe it as like a dark night of the soul, where you almost reach like a rock bottom moment where it feels so hard and it genuinely feels like nothing is happening. And if you were to look outside of yourself at your life, let's say you are job hunting and you've applied for, you know, you've been for 10 different interviews and every single one has been a no. Let's say you are growing a business and you've spent 6 months doing all these things to market and try to get clients and try to start momentum in your business. Let's say you're house hunting and you've viewed countless amounts of homes and put in countless amounts of offers, and you even got an offer accepted, but then it fell through. We've all hit those like breaking point moments where it feels like nothing is working, but it's pushing past that point that is going to allow you to truly ascend into your next level, because there's a version of you that's moved beyond the struggle you're going through right now, that is making you want to quit, that's making you want to give up on the goal, that has become so much wiser, so much stronger, so much more resilient in herself. And that version of you is being created within these moments. So that's what I want to start with. That's what I want to share to begin. And with that said, I want to talk to you about an example from my life, from my goals last year, where I genuinely considered giving up on my goal. I genuinely considered, you know, I genuinely questioned, do I truly, truly want to do this? So for those of you who know my business journey, I've done a couple of podcasts on it at this point, but I did a live last year basically announcing that I was not offering business coaching anymore, and I was fully stepping into the work that I do now, which is mindset and manifestation work, healing work, nervous system and conscious mindset work, basically stepping into the role of mindset and manifestation coach, spiritual guide and healer. And that I guess that decision was like off the back of, I would say, like 3 months of this like dark night of the soul that I described, where I had no idea whether what I was doing was right, how I could move forward, and honestly, like, whether I wanted to do it or not in terms of like running a business, being a coach. And to like backtrack even more, when I first got into coaching, it was purely like this full circle moment of, this is exactly what I'm here to do. This is exactly what I was put here to do. You know, when I was younger, wanted to be a therapist, but that never worked out because I'm, you know, didn't go to school for maths and sciences and things. And I just thought, oh, well, that's that. And obviously coaching is very different than therapy. That's a whole other conversation. But it felt like this full circle moment to be coming back around to helping people, supporting people in this way, but also getting to do it in a way that's me running my own business, which is was a personal desire at the time. And again, for those of you who've been along for the ride, 2020 into 2021 were like huge years for my business, and they were for so many people's businesses. 2022 was fucking horrendous. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just going to say it was horrendous. And not from the perspective of what you might think, because like most business owners during a time of recession, you know, numbers are down, sales are down. Like, if anything, that was like completely fine. And I made like so much peace with that. And I felt really good in that, in that it actually, like, it sparked that transition anyway. Almost like, well, everyone's in this funky period where they're questioning their business, they're questioning like how they run things in their business, and should they tweak this and should they change that? And it almost was like this permission slip to be like, well, I may as well be doing something that's purely in alignment with what I truly want to do, which is all of the more, I guess, life coaching side of things, where it's working with all women and not just women in business. And so, like, the financial side of things was not the reason why I wanted to give up. There was another side of it, which was getting myself into this rut with, like, basically defining my goals and defining the trajectory of my business based on someone else's version of success. And I did a whole podcast episode about that exact topic. So if you resonate with that, and that could be you've been pursuing a promotion, it could be you've been looking at houses in a certain area or whatever, because you think you should want that, right? You think you should want to do that. So what I realized in 2022 is that off the back of all this momentum in my business, which was amazing and I'm so grateful for, I made some decisions. And of course, like, on the financial side of it, some investments, some decisions in my business that were so out of alignment with who I am, what I want, and where I want to be. And like, who I, you know, who is a good fit within my business, within my brand, within my mission, my message. And I fell into this cycle of basically thinking that my vision is this one way. My vision is this thing over here, when actually my true, like, North Star was over here, was like in the complete opposite direction. But that's the funny thing with manifesting, with goals, especially when you're in a community online on social media where you're following other people also pursuing their goals. Their unconscious mind and human nature is so absorbent, and you can like absorb other people's desires almost, right? Absorb other people's. I even see it in different industries, including my industry, the coaching industry, where it kind of like you end up unconsciously taking on other people's ideals of success, or other people's message, or other people's whatever. And it's the same in your industry, you know, your corporate career or where you work. Like, everyone wants something, and so it's like, oh, I guess I want that too. And I got myself into such a pickle that I basically like had to spend from basically like spring summer of 2022 completely undoing all these, I'm going to say, like, in hindsight, mistakes I'd made in my business to get to this place where I could feel more relaxed, could feel more like me, more, I'm going to say, proud of what I'm creating, proud of how I operate my business. And I'm so thankful for that, because off the back of that came this beautiful transition. And now I'm in a space where I'm like, more alive than ever before, you know, more authentic, more like I feel more successful than ever before. And of course, objectively, the success is there, the results are there, the manifestations are there. But when I say I feel more successful than ever before, I mean I feel more successful. Like how success feels to me is not how I felt last year. And so all that background context to say, during that period from, like, I'm going to say mid-February all the way through to about mid-June, end of June, I had so many moments where I had to give myself a moment to step back and be like, I can't do this today. I can't do this today. This is too difficult. This is hard. This is taking everything from me. This is draining me. I'm constantly thinking about this thing, or I'm constantly worrying about this goal. I'm constantly thinking about this frigging business, and not in a good way, not in like a, it's my passion. That's always been there. But it was also this other like dark cloud of all these decisions I'd made, investments I'd made, like all these different things that were just constantly looming over me, draining my energy and making me not want to do it, and making me want to be like, almost like, if there's different parts of us and the part of you that like sets goals and works on them, moves forward, is like your higher self, you know, and she's got this directive energy of like, this is where we're headed, this is our vision, let's go, I'm on board with this. But there's other parts of us too. And I felt like my inner child, you know, my more playful, softer side of myself was literally like having a tantrum and going, no, I don't want to do this. I'm not having fun with this. This is draining me. This is not what I want to be doing today. I don't want to have to send this email today. I just want this problem to go away. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to pursue this goal. I'm done. And she wanted to just have a little tantrum and have a cry and have a scream and like bury her head in the sand or like run away and live on an island in the middle of nowhere on her own where she could frolic in the sand and play. And of course, that's not what I did. I didn't give up. I didn't quit. I didn't run away. I didn't hide. I did the things that I needed to do to figure it out and to keep going. And like I've said, the clarity, the momentum, the growth, the success, the manifestations, the incredible opportunities. And to give to give more examples of that, like the everything from the women who I attract into my world are like my clients are like dream soulmate clients who like I would be proud to know, even if we weren't working together. I would want to be friends with them. I would want to know them because they are so in integrity. They are so caring. They are so ambitious and hardworking. You know, they're all of the things that I admire in a woman. And the opportunities I've had this year in my business, the financial reality I'm creating for myself to the point where we are going to be buying another home next year, a second home, selling this one. And that decision has gone from a one-day thing in the future to a very tangible reality off the back of the growth in my business this year. And so the external things, yeah, absolutely. Like coming out the other side of that challenging, 6 months or whatever it was, so worth it. So worth it. And I wouldn't be here now if I'd given up. I wouldn't be celebrating all these wins towards the end of 2023 if in 2022, when I felt like giving up, I had. And let me tell you, I learned some hard and harsh lessons in that time. And I want to share them with you now so that if you're in a similar spot in whatever area it is, it could be in your career, in your business, in your work. It could be with like your house hunting journey. It could be you have a goal to go traveling or move to a different country or save a certain amount of money. And for whatever reason, you're just coming up against hurdle after hurdle and you want to give up. I want to share these lessons with you. So, the first one, speaking of lessons, is that the universe only gives you the lessons you need. And it gives you the lessons you need to learn before it gives you the results that you want. This was so incredibly humbling for me to learn last year, because remember that the results that I wanted were based off someone else's version of success. And I've had this with clients where they've spent their whole lifetime, like their adult, their lifetime as an adult, pursuing a career or pursuing success, monetary success, based on someone else's version of success, based on what they think they should want, or what is impressive, or what is going to allow them to feel like they're validated, like they're making their parents proud, whatever that deep, like, wound might be. And I think for me, it was validation, but it was also like, there was so many lessons, and I've shared this before, in stripping away my identity as it relates to the goal, which for me was my business. And if there are lessons that you need to learn, and a few others for me were like the last pieces of like boundaries and people pleasing, because I thought I'd worked on that. When you're like, oh, I'm really good with that, that's great. And then something comes up and you're like, ooh, this is like advanced level. This is like next level lesson. So boundaries, people pleasing, defining my own version of success, really stripping away my identity and how I'd taken on these other things. There were so many lessons I needed to learn before I could actually even get what I wanted. And until I'd learned them, I didn't get what I want. In fact, I got the opposite, right? In fact, I got the opposite of what I wanted, the opposites of my goals. And so, right now, if you feel like you're give if you feel like you want to give up on your goal and you're going through a big challenge, really drop in to what are the lessons that you're being asked to learn during this time? Because there might be lessons you need to learn, and until you learn them, until you integrate them into your life, you cannot move forward. Remember at the beginning, I was saying, like, the woman you're becoming, the future version of you who's come past this period, she has so much wisdom to hold that the current version of you is still integrating. Because if right now there is suffering, there is resistance, there is something you are resisting, right? There is something you are not allowing yourself to fully learn, integrate, implement, step into. And when you learn those lessons, you will be amazed at what cycles can be broken, what patterns can finally be put to a stop, where you feel like whenever I get to this certain point, something always happens. Well, if you've not learned the lesson yet, then yeah, it will, because that's how it works. You know, that's how our unconscious mind and manifestation operates. What you know, like what is known to you, what is safe to you, what has already happened in your past, is going to be a repeatable cycle that your mind actually wants to maintain. Even if logically you're like, do I still want to be experiencing this challenge? Hell no. But something within you knows that it feels certain and safe, so it will continue to repeat it. It will continue to allow those people into your life, or it will continue to, for me, it was like seeing, you know, not having discernment and just blindly seeing the best in people or accepting surface level information and not trusting my intuition. Until you learn the lesson, you will feel challenged. You will be struggling. And in those moments, you will feel like giving up. But when you understand that the universe is giving you the lessons you need to learn, and until you learn those lessons, you might not get the results you want, it can be very humbling, and you can drop into this state of surrender and almost feel like you can reach a place of peace and acceptance where I know I reached this in June, July, where I was like, had to have a sense of humor and laugh at myself, because I was like, what a roller coaster. And like, can we agree we're done with this now, Kat? Like, can we agree that we're not going to do this anymore? Right? Can we agree that we're going to trust our gut fully from now on in every single area? Can we agree on that? Yes. Okay. Moving forward. So what lessons are you learning in this period? And how are you fully integrating them? Or are you not? Are you ignoring them? Are you allowing those cycles to repeat? If you feel like giving up on your goal, think about that. The second thing is, how are you embodying the next level version of yourself? And are your actions congruent with that? Are your actions in alignment with who you want to be? Because if you say you want something, if you say you want to grow your business, if you say you want a new job, if you say you want XYZ, but your actions are not showing that. And if someone was a fly on the wall in your life and was was watching you every day, what are you up to? What are you doing? What actions are you taking? And you would not be proud and feel in integrity with what you claim to want, then this moment where you are feeling challenged and you feel like giving up is an opportunity for you to really take stock of where you're at. And this is not about blaming and shaming and making yourself feel crap, not at all. But this is about being true to you and being true to that version of you you know you're here to be. Because I know that when I was in that victim mentality of thinking, do I even want to do this anymore? Should I just give up? I know that I had to take radical responsibility for for how my actions and my behaviors had got me into that situation where I was struggling, where I wanted to give up. My actions and lack of actions had got me into that situation. My lack of actions towards where I wanted to be was clear as day when it came to, you know, even the fact that I knew deep down what I wanted, and I was scared to claim it because of the repercussions of that. I knew deep down when I spotted red flags in the decisions I'd made. But my actions for multiple months at a time did not reflect my intuition's guidance, like where I knew I was supposed to be. And so, are you ignoring your gut telling you to do something? Are you really being the person you know you're here to be? The version of you who has that goal? Can you confidently tell me that you are doing that on a weekly basis? Or do you only take action to move forward with your goal when you feel like it? Or in my example, do you only take action when you're like at reaching breaking point with something because you've not taken the action for so long because you've ignored your gut feeling? And then it's a whole hot mess that you have to undo and figure out. Or it's this like month-long process of dealing with an issue or dealing with a problem that, had you taken the action that your gut was telling you to take months before, could have been avoided. Are you only doing certain things when you're in a good mood or when you have it, you know, when you feel like you have enough energy? And by the way, you know me, I am put yourself first queen. I am not telling you to be forcing yourself to do X, Y, Z every single day. Because if you don't, then you're not embodying your next level self and you're not going to manifest. And you should give up on your goals. Not at all. What I'm saying is, if you feel like it's not working, is it that it's not working? Or is it that you've not been consistent enough? Or you've not stuck at it? Or like there's huge opportunity around the corner, and it's the resilience and the commitment and the consistency to taking action that is going to get you there. But because you don't have that external validation right now, you feel like giving up. But you know that the next level version of you who has created that reality would never give up on that goal and would show up in a certain way and would take certain actions today. And would believe certain things about herself today, and would think certain thoughts today, and would feel a certain way today. And having that self-responsibility is so fucking freeing. It will set you free from the shackles of victim mentality and victim mindset, because it is a lie that you cannot co-create your life with the universe. Like when your fears, when your doubts, when you're in that moment where you feel like giving up, and that voice is lying to you and is saying, what's the point? Nothing is happening. Can you continue anyway? Like, can you support yourself through anyway? Can you take action anyway? And I guess it's, I'm going to talk about the the more mindset and emotional side of it in a second with a couple of other lessons, but this one is more like that very masculine energy of commitment, of discipline, of devotion, because the only thing that got me through when I felt like giving up on my business was the discipline, the devotion, and the even just the habits and the routine I'd set up for myself. Because during this time, not once did I not show the fuck up for my clients, right? Not once did I not give it my all when I was leading a group program, when I was doing these group calls, when I was on a client session, when I was sharing content on my podcast, whatever I was up to. Not once did I not do that, because there's no other way for me to be, because that's how I've set myself up. And so at the same time, in my example, there were other actions that I knew I needed to take. But the reason I didn't give up is because, like, I was never going to give up, because it's like giving up on brushing your teeth. Like, how ridiculous would that be? How ridiculous would it be to give up brushing your teeth and be like, oh, I'm going to quit that now. That part of my journey is ended. No, brushing your teeth is a habit, and it's something you do every day. And it's the same with so many things with our goals. When something is a consistent action that you take daily or weekly, when you feel like giving up, you can lean on that routine to just simply just get you through, get you out the other side of it. And there's mindset and emotional support that you really need during this time too. So let's talk about that. Because the next lesson that I want to share is that it's not worth the goal if you hate every single moment reaching it. It's not worth earning that amount of money if every step you take to reaching it, you feel miserable. It's not, you know, I was having this conversation with a client recently who's made this huge, exciting decision in her world to step away from a job that was not healthy for her. And we were both in agreement that, like, it's not worth it. It's not worth your health. It's not worth your peace. It's not worth your happiness. So in that example, the original goal was like out of alignment with her values anyway. But even if it's something you really, truly want, like a promotion, a certain level of your business, to buy a certain home, to earn a certain amount of money, whatever it is that you are really striving for, if between now and getting there and getting it, you are miserable and you hate every moment of it, and you're putting so much pressure on yourself, and you're not looking after yourself, and you're worrying about it, and you're losing sleep over it, and you're constantly worrying and offloading to your friends about it, and you're second guessing yourself all the time about it, it's not fucking worth it. It's not worth it. And that's not me saying, like, don't go after it, you know, give up. But could it be that you feel like giving up on your goal because you're causing your own suffering by putting so much pressure on yourself constantly, and by worrying about it constantly, and like stressing yourself out over every single detail of it, when there's someone else on a parallel timeline who achieves that goal, but actually has fun along the way and still manages to be healthy and have a great sex life with their partner and go out with friends at the weekend and walk their dog before work in the morning, and whatever it is that right now you are denying yourself or you are not in the mood to do because you're so fucking drained because you're always thinking and worrying and working on this goal. Of course you want to give up if you feel like that. And I know that for me, again, there were some decisions I'd made based on this goal that I wanted that I had to realize, like, if I'm going to do it that way, it's actually not worth it for me. And I really feel like so many people need to take that step back and think, if I want this, in what way do I want it? In what context do I want it? Because I think most people, knee-jerk response would be, well, of course I want it. Of course I want the promotion. Of course I want to earn more. Of course I want to live there. Of course I want to have this glamorous lifestyle. Most people's knee-jerk reaction would be, of course. And I'm the same. I have ambition. I love earning good money. I have desires to grow my business and continue to do so. I want all those external things too. But we have to be honest about not at what cost, but with what standard. Because you don't have to sacrifice your life or your health or your happiness or your mental well-being or time for yourself at the weekend or your relationship or whatever it is that right now is suffering and is causing you to want to give up on the goal, when it could be that you just need to throw out the rule book and redefine the journey that you're going on from A to B, from where you are now to wherever this goal is. Because that space in between A and B is your life. Like, this isn't a trial run. This isn't a rehearsal. This isn't a free trial and you can renew it again if you want to try again. This is your life. And it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And so could it be that right now you feel like giving up on your goal because you're causing your own suffering along the way by pursuing that goal whilst constantly comparing yourself to others or whilst constantly being in your head worrying about everything or whilst constantly saying no to things that, you know, social events, so that because you feel like you should and you feel like you should be constantly focused on this goal or constantly working more, never leaving the office on time because I want the promotion, so I should do that. Is the promotion worth it if you get the promotion and all you've done is all this overtime and you're the last person to leave the office and now, like, your relationship is on the brink of breakdown because you never see each other? Or you can't remember the last time you saw one of your best friends and you've grown apart. Like, or you haven't been to the gym in months and, like, you feel achy and you feel it in your body that you're not moving as much. Like, is it worth it to get the goal in that circumstance? And is there another reality where you can have it anyway without suffering, without feeling like giving up? And that could be one of your lessons, couldn't it? One of your lessons that you need to learn in, you know, the journey is going to happen anyway. If you want this goal, there is going to be a process to get there anyway. So you may as well enjoy it, right? You may as well take a step back and reassess things now. What is causing you to want to give up? Is it that, you know, there's some mindset work to do because it is genuinely hard to find a new job and go for multiple interviews and have the resilience when you do get a no to go to the next one? Same with so many other goals, right? Dating, business, going for investment. Like, there's so many goals where it is objectively challenging. It is objectively going to take time. Is it that? And it's like, well, it's objectively going to be challenging anyway. So what can I do to enjoy the journey from A to B? But is there also other elements that you are adding into the mix through your own behaviors, actions, habits, patterns, conditioning, trauma, like that you're also like projecting onto this goal that's basically causing more suffering, more hardship, more pain when you don't need to, because it ain't worth it. And you can have it, in your own circumstances, like to your own standard. And let me tell you, I am proof of that, because I thought I had to build my business one way. And when I said, no, that's not worth it for me, that's not going to work for me, that's not going to light me up, the way my business is so different this year and is on a trajectory to be even better, even stronger, and I'm as happy as ever. Like, let me just flex for a second. I'm healthier than ever. My sex life is amazing. I see my friends, like I have plans with friends every single week. I prioritize my health, my relationship, my home life, my doggies, my family. I prioritize my life over my business, over my goal, right? That originally I was suffering to try to strive for. And I'm still achieving the goal anyway. I'm still getting there anyway. There is another way. And it might be that you're being asked to pivot right now towards more of that way. And the last thing I want to say here before we wrap up is, when you are struggling with not seeing the results you want, the meaning you apply to that is going to make or break you. And chances are, if externally you're not getting the result you want, you are probably making it mean something about you. Stop making it mean something about you. Stop making it mean that you're not there yet, or it's not going to happen, or it's not meant for you, or it's not possible for you, or you're not good enough. The meaning you're applying to your circumstances right now is keeping you stuck, is keeping you from moving forward, is keeping you from getting there in the first place. And when I realized that last year, because I was getting all up in my head about these issues that I'd got myself into, the decisions I'd made, the people I'd allowed into my life, all of these different circumstances, I was so in my head about what it meant, what I should do, questioning everything. But the moment I realized that nothing has meaning except for the meaning we give it, and I reframed the meaning of what was happening from it means something about me and my judgment or my results or like whatever it was, to the new meaning was, oh, this is just a lesson I needed to learn. And now this is an opportunity for me to pivot, for me to learn, for me to do something different. The moment I reframed that meaning that I was applying to it, energy shift, mindset shift, breakthrough, like from victim to empowered mindset. Because the meaning you apply to what you're going through right now that's causing you to feel like giving up is either moving you further forward to where you want to be, or is actually keeping you rooted and stuck where you are, which is the very place you're complaining about and don't want to be, and that is causing you to feel like giving up. And when you realize that, you can once again uproot yourself. You're not a tree. You can move, you can shift, you can work with a coach, you can do some mindset work, you can get some support with your healing. You can get some support and accountability with taking action. You can move. You can move. You can change. But if you are making it mean something about you, that is causing you to feel shame, that is causing you to suffer, and therefore is causing you to stay firmly stuck and rooted in the place that you don't want to be right now, you deserve to set yourself free from that. You deserve to forgive and let go and release that shit, because it is going to weigh you down. So those are my lessons. That is what I want to share with you. If you're in a spot where you feel like giving up on your goal, I hope this has been inspiring. I hope it's given you a permission slip, some encouragement, some tangible things to consider, to reflect on, maybe journal on. I know it's so easy to passively consume a podcast episode like this and kind of, just go on with your day. But if you've taken something away from this episode, I really invite you to reach out to me, DM me for accountability, to say, wow, this was the bit that stood out to me the most, or this is what I'm going to do off the back of this. If you can, even better, journal on this. Journal right now, or in your phone if you're on the go or whatever. Send yourself a voice note if you can't use your phone, on your next steps, on like where you go from here, because like I said, I'm bringing it all the way back around to the beginning of the episode. There are people who give up and there are people who never fucking give up. And only one of those people gets the goal. Only one of those people creates their vision board life. And I know that's you. I know you're not queer. And it could be like my story, that there's a pivot, there's a plot twist, there's something new on the horizon. Amazing. That's not quitting, by the way. I technically quit one of my goals, but the way that it pivoted and shifted to my new vision has blown me away. And like the magic on the other side of this journey, of this period, oh, it feels like heaven. It feels delicious. And you deserve that. You will get there. You just can't give up. You can't give up. So with all that said, DM me if this has resonated. If you're on the podcast, I'll drop all the links you need in the show notes. I also on Instagram have the links in my bio. Please make sure you are signed up for Freedom to Rise. We start on the 20th of November. So coming very, very soon. I would love to see you there. And this week, like if this is where you're at right now, resonating with this episode, this week is going to blow your mind and open your eyes to like exactly what your next steps are with this. Because there is so much more to manifestation than this really confusing random content we see on the internet. And you're going to learn that you are your own wisest healer. You have so many manifestation superpowers already within you. And there are so many things under the surface that you can start working on that will transform your results with your goals. So if you're in a rut, if you want to finish the year on a high, if you're thinking about 2024 already, wherever you're at, please join us. We would love to have you. It's totally free. It's 4 days of free coaching, workshop, ceremony, training, mindset breakthroughs. There's journal prompts every day. There's going to be prizes at the end of the week for everyone getting involved. Like, oh, it's like a party. It's like a mindset manifestation party. I'm excited. And if you've already signed up, I will see you there. If not, you know where to find the links. Okay, my loves, have a great rest of your day. Sending you love, and I'll speak to you soon.